This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. And we are going to talk with a writer, activist, instructor, scientist, military officer, big resume. I could do the whole resume and we never hear from him while I'm just putting out all the stuff he's ever done. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Glad to be here.
So I see this one right off the top of the, and let's talk about this. One of the unspoken things that we're going to see, I think, out of this whole COVID-19 lockdown stuff is going to... I'm waiting to see the suicide numbers. I think they're going to be abysmal.
Yes. I mean, and this is what happens during an economic downturn, and this is one of the biggest one. And this one's clearly man-made. It may as well have been deliberate. Is that when people get in difficult straits, the suicide numbers go up.
They say for every percentage point that goes up in unemployment, that there's a percentage point increase in suicide. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard something like that, but I haven't ever seen a study on it. And it's clear that the suicide rate will go up. And the question is, you know, how many suicides, how many other deaths are we causing with the economic downturn, and when does that approach the number we might save with COVID-19?
Yeah. Now, one of the things the anti-gunners like to say is that if you have a gun in the house, you're more likely going to be hurt by that gun in the house. And I my presumption is they're either saying that we're going to kill our spouses because we didn't like what we had for dinner, or the, you know, on one of these occasions when the Patriots keep winning the Super Bowl over and over again, we're going to kill ourselves over that. We're going to shoot ourselves in the head. And you did an article regarding restricting guns and how that affects suicide.
Right. And their theory is that if you have a gun available and you get suicidal, you're more likely to commit suicide and it's more likely to be successful. And therefore, doing away with guns or making it harder, actually, making it harder to obtain guns will reduce the suicide rate. Now, like a lot of leftist theories, it sounds like it might be sort of plausible. But when you look at real-world situations where restrictions were put on gun ownership, and then you look at the suicide rate, not just suicide with guns, but the entire suicide rate, you don't see any changes. You see substitution of other methods for suicide with guns. Well, that doesn't get you anywhere. I mean, if the purpose is just to reduce suicide with guns, then your beef is with guns and not with suicide. You're just using suicide as an excuse to go after guns. If the entire suicide rate doesn't change, you haven't accomplished anything in terms of suicide. The suicide numbers remain the same. And what we see, in my opinion, is that this is strictly a political ploy, because we've seen homicides go down so much since 1993. They've gone down basically in half. And we've seen the fatal accident numbers get so low. I mean, they're down to record low fatal accident rates. They're about 94% lower than they were in 1930s. And so what do the activists who want to disarm us have left to go with? Well, they looked at the numbers and they said, oh, suicide is increasing. And about half of suicides, people use guns to commit suicide. So we can use that. We'll call the total of suicides with guns and homicides with guns and justified homicides with guns and legal intervention and accidents. We'll call all of that and we'll put it all together and call it gun violence, which is an Orwellian term because it puts together all these relatively unconnected things in an attempt to scare people into restricting their right to own and use guns. And that's where it is. I mean, in the article I wrote, I linked to several different studies where they look at what happens with suicide when you restrict guns. And basically, not much happens. In Australia, the suicide switched over from guns to hanging, and the rate of single vehicle crashes went up. And basically, the suicide rate didn't really change. Actually, you know, it varies all the time. But right after the gun legislation was put in, it scooted up a bit, then it dropped down a bit, then it went back up a bit, and it's right in the range of where it's been for 40 or 50 years. And if you look back, back into the about 1940 to 45, you know, around World War II, it's only about two-thirds of what it is today. So when guns were relatively uncontrolled in Australia, suicide rates were much lower than they are today, and they've been both lower and higher over time. And it just shows that guns are not much of a driving factor on suicides in Australia. And you can see that gun suicide dropped a bit after the draconian gun regulation that was put into place in Australia. But they're just a relatively small number of overall suicides, and other methods of killing yourself are readily available. Particularly hanging. As long as you've got electrical cords and clotheslines and wire, you know, people can hang themselves without too much trouble.
Yep.
So, and then we look at internationally. You look at the suicide rates internationally, and the countries with the highest suicide rates often have hardly any guns at all. Countries like Japan or Korea, South Korea. They have very high suicide rates. Several times, maybe twice as high or more as the U.S. It depends on what time, what year you look at. And they don't have hardly any guns. So to claim that guns cause suicide is just a fantasy of the left. They're very good at making up things to justify what they want to do, to create a theory that justifies what they want. You know, first they think, what do we want to do? And then they say, well, how can we justify it? And that's what you see with suicide and guns. They weren't considering suicides at all back in the 1970s. It was hardly even mentioned. And then, you know, people started getting tired of the let's ban handguns all the time. And they said, well, they really can't do anything about it. And so Josh Sugarman of the Violence Policy Center came up with a new idea in 1988. And there's a famous quote on it. And basically, I'm going to read it. It says, handgun restriction is simply not viewed as a priority. Assault weapons, just like armor-piercing bullets, machine guns, and plastic firearms are a new topic.
Yep.
The weapons' menacing looks, coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons.
Let me get you to hold up right there. I want to continue that because I want to talk about some of the points they made with that, because that's pretty good stuff to point out. More people out there in the United States today read Dean's articles than any other single writer out there writing in the genre. This is not me saying this. This is the publisher of Ammo Land, and he's broken the ceiling into being in the top 1,000 websites on the planet. So I believe him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bigbuster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And I am speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were getting into, we were talking about where suicide doesn't actually go down where they restrict guns. But you started talking about Sugarman and some of his terminology he used, and I think it's very important to point out the depth to which they went. Like, you mentioned something about armor-piercing rounds. Didn't they refer to those as cop killers, too?
Yes, they did. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention to people that in 1983 they were pushing this so-called cop killer bullet when no police officer wearing armor had ever been killed with one of these bullets. They just used that as a catchy phrase to push their narrative. And the subcommittee in the Senate that was holding hearings on that bill was headed by none other than Joe Biden. And Biden was corrupt back then. One of the people who was giving testimony at that time was Lieutenant Kane B. Robinson out of St. Louis. He later became a director on the board of the NRA, and I think he was the vice president for a while. Not the vice president, but president of the NRA, which is a ceremonial position mostly. And so I went to the NRA annual meeting, which was held in Milwaukee the year after that. And Lieutenant Kane Robinson was giving a small group seminar, a speech, basically, with 40, 50 chairs in the room. I had seen his performance at the Senate hearing on C-SPAN, and I was impressed. He was really good. In fact, Senator Biden at the time said to him, "You're good," kind of sarcastically. "You maybe could make it in politics," he said. So I went in there, and here was a very attractive woman sitting in the front row all by herself. A lot of people don't want to sit in the front row, but that doesn't bother me particularly. And I saw her, and I said, "That woman is connected to Lieutenant Robinson." So I went up and sat next to her, and I started talking to her, and I mentioned that she should tell. She was Lieutenant Robinson's wife. And I asked her to tell Lieutenant Robinson that I thought he did an incredible job on his testimony before the Senate subcommittee. And she looked at me and she said, "You don't know the half of it." Turns out, this is what she told me, was that after the hearing, Senator Robinson got one of his staffers to call up the St. Louis Police Department and try to get Lieutenant Robinson fired. I mean, that is Soviet-era type corruption. Somebody gives effective testimony, but it's contrary to what you want in your Senate committee hearing, so you get a hold of their boss and try to get them fired. And that was Joe Biden back in 1983. So cop killer bullets kind of triggered that memory, and I did write a couple articles on it. If you search the net, you'll find them. And it was a personal experience, so it was very, very close. I can't prove it because it was a conversation between myself and Lieutenant Kane Robinson's wife, but she was in a position to know. And that's what they do. The other side has less ethics because their philosophy says power is the important thing and how you get there doesn't matter very much.
Right.
All right.
And go ahead.
And I don't know because I've never cared, but do they actually make, and I've listened to everything you said, but I want to go back to these cop killer bullets because they made out like they could, they were making it out like they were handgun bullets, weren't they? Handgun rounds.
Well, yeah. They were talking about one of the bullets they were looking at was one that was specifically made to be armor-piercing and to be able to bust up engine blocks and stuff. I believe it was called the KTM round.
Right.
And it was only sold legally at the time to police officers. And it had, as part of the sales gimmick or whatever, the outer surface was coated with Teflon. And they made a big deal out of that. But Teflon really doesn't add hardly anything.
I thought the Teflon was to protect the barrel as it went through the barrel.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly correct. Because if you've got a very hard bullet, if it's harder than your barrel, it can cause real damage to the barrel. So that's my story about Vice President Biden. Now, I would say that when we're talking about suicide, there's a couple other interesting things, and that is that the percentage of suicide that were done with guns actually has dropped. Now, total guns per capita in the United States has almost doubled since 1993. But back then, the percentage of suicide that was committed with guns was about 58 to 60%. It dropped to a low in 2014 to 49%. Well, that's a considerable drop in percentages, if you see what I'm saying, even though the overall suicide numbers went up. And actually, the number of people committing suicide with guns went up because the overall suicide numbers went so high. But the actual number of people committing suicide with guns, the percentage, dropped. So it's hard to say that the guns are causing more suicide when the percentage of suicide with guns is actually dropping, even though the number of guns is going up like a skyrocket.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. If it were the guns, if the guns were causing all of this, and I say this all the time, and a lot of people will get out there and say, that's so not nice. But it's the truth. If the guns were the actual problem, I kind of figured there'd be no anti-gunners left by now.
Well, yeah.
That would have been taken care of.
Well, what you see here, and this is the dynamic I see, and it's not all of the those who want us disarmed, but it's a big chunk of them, I think, are people who are voluntarily unarmed. Sometime in their life, and I've talked to people like this, and some of them can be quite nice people, but at some point they said, I don't want to go the trouble of being armed myself. It's a lot of work and effort to be armed, and you have to learn all this stuff, and carrying a gun around with you or having one available. It's a lot of effort, and I don't want to have to do that. But I sure don't want anybody else to be armed then as well.
Yeah.
Because if somebody else was armed, they'd have an advantage over me. And, of course, they let the police, they say, well, the police have to be armed because somebody has to be armed, otherwise who'd take care of the criminals? But they don't want anybody else to be armed other than themselves and then the police. And so they come up with all these excuses. And the big thing, though, to remember is since they've made the decision not to be armed, they see no utility in somebody being armed, somebody else being armed.
Let me get you to hold right there. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking Congress from receiving grand jury materials from Robert Mueller's investigation of Russia's interference in the 2016 election. The court, in a written order, grants the emergency request by the Trump administration to keep the materials secret while it mounts a full high court appeal against their release. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf announcing that border restrictions will continue between the United States, Canada, and Mexico amid the coronavirus pandemic. Wolf announcing that non-essential travel between all three countries will be restricted until June 22nd, and all three countries are okay with that.
There was no pushback. Both Mexico and Canada agree with the extensions of the border restrictions. And so what we have now is a North American solution, which we've had in place for 2 months. We all agreed that we need to continue those restrictions, and at the end of the day, the restrictions are working.
USA Radio News. Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is asking for an immediate removal of Judge Emmett Sullivan from the case against her client, saying that under the appellate precedent set by a case, Sullivan or his replacement must dismiss the prosecution as the Justice Department has requested.
The law is clear. He doesn't have authority to grant it. He can't appoint a prosecutor himself. The case is over, and his bias is so egregious he should be removed from the case.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on mail-in votings due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
We cannot have people going to places that are predictably dangerous to their health.
Pelosi, trying to get federal funding to help states establish mail-in voting for November's elections. This comes after the Wisconsin Election Commission announced on Tuesday that over 3,000 mail-in votes were not counted in the Wisconsin primary last month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten, which is always fun because I read his stuff, but I don't use his stuff till he comes on and we use it with him because he just writes
so
much
that,
of it.
Bill.
Yes, sir. Where would you like to go now?
Well, We've covered a lot of the suicide stuff, and I think it's clear that most of the health professionals are just creating, you know, studies about phantom ideas. They have a theory that more guns cause more suicides, and then they create some kind of a computer program taking various stuff into consideration, and they get to weight those results, and they have various things that they use as proxies for how many guns they are in what places. And then they say, well, see, more guns are associated with more suicide. But when we go to real-world restrictions, where they actually restrict gun owners and gun ownership, we see significant substitution effects that negate any effect from reductions in gun suicide, and the overall suicide rate stays the same. But I would like to go to something, if you don't mind, that I've been working on for a while as sort of experimentation, and it's completely different. It doesn't have too much to do with gun control. It's hard for me to think of a combination of firearm and round that's less dangerous to people than 22 shot shells. But I have been doing a fair amount of testing on that, and they're useful for people in the audience who don't know what 22 shot shells are for. They're very short range rounds that are used to take care of pests, at most to maybe 15 yards. And, the shot, number 12 shot that's fired out of these cartridges, and it's shot at starting at 1,000 feet per second, so they're not as energetic as most 22 shells right from the beginning, is used so that it doesn't destroy property or present a danger to people at any distances more than, you know, maybe 35 or 40 yards. I mean, it slows down extremely rapidly because it's very small, and it won't go through a barn roof or break a window. So you can use it indoors, and it's used to take care of pests in places like barns and aircraft hangars and just generally, or in gardens. I mean, guns that use this exclusively are often referred to as garden guns, because you can take care of pests in your garden, and you don't have to worry about the shot creating a problem for anybody outside your property. And it can be used in small enclosed spaces. So I became interested in this as kind of a sideline, actually, because a friend of mine told me that with the smoothbore 22s, and there are some out there, they're made specifically for the shot, and they have a smoothbore like a shotgun. And he said you could get effective patterns to 30 feet, 10 yards, or maybe even a little more. And I was amazed because my personal experience with it was that it was good for only extremely short range, maybe 10 or 15 feet. And it turns out when you fire it out of a rifle barrel, the rifling spins the shot charge, and it disperses much more rapidly, and you just don't get any effective pattern beyond, you know, some rifles that don't spin it as much, you might get 20 feet out of it.
Right.
But it struck me that if you could, because I was reading on forums where people were using it, that why couldn't you arrange something to take that spin off and to sort of straighten out the shot so that it worked like a cylinder bore anyway. And I also came up with some research that had been done back in the 30s, and a patent resulted in 1940, a guy named Rutledge. He found that if you increased the bore from 22 to about 44 or so, in other words, you bored out a smoothbore 22 so that it had a bigger bore after a few inches, and then you got maybe 18 inches, you got even better pattern. And so I started doing experiments. And I found out you didn't need a steel tube. An aluminum tube was plenty. And then I found out you didn't even need an aluminum tube. A PVC pipe would work. And what this is, I call it the reverse paradox tube, because about 1885, a concept was patented, and it became known as the paradox gun. And it shot both shotgun shell loads, which gave good patterns, and slugs. It had a little rifling at the end of the bore to spin the slug so that it could get useful 100-yard range or so, maybe even 150, from slugs out of a shotgun bore. And this is exactly the opposite. This is trying to get good patterns from shot out of a rifled bore. So I call it a reverse paradox, too. And I have had very good luck in my tests. And it turns out you can get useful patterns out of a reverse paradox tube, which are cheap to make and not that hard to put on. If you've got a threaded muzzle, it becomes really easy, out to 15 yards. And that's just about maximum range for that little number 12 shot. It doesn't have much oomph beyond that. At that range, it can probably kill most small pests. And much beyond that, you get to say 60, 70 yards, and it will bounce off clothing. So I found that for just a small amount of money, you know, you can buy an adapter that costs about $3.50 that goes from a half by 28 thread on the end of a muzzle to a 3/4 inch NPT, National Pipe Thread. That's what's in most of the couplings for PVC pipe, and then you put a 30-inch piece of PVC on the end, and it makes the gun a little long, but it's light, less than 6 ounces, and it'll cause good patterns out to, usable patterns out to almost 15 yards. 15 yards, 45 feet is about the max you can get, but that's a lot more than 15 feet out of a rifle barrel, three times as far.
Right.
So I realize that there aren't that many people out there who use 22 shot all the time, but this is one of the few things that I think I've come across that's actually sort of new in firearms technology.
Well, it's one of those things that when you need it, most people don't have it.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And there are so many 22 firearms out there. There's about, my best guess is there's probably nearly 100 million 22 rimfires out there. We have over 400 million guns in the U.S., and the 22 rimfire is a very popular cartridge. It may be the most popular ever. And so there's only perhaps, I'm thinking about 100,000, from what I can tell, that were made with smooth bores directly for the garden gun application. And they work pretty well. And Henry makes one today, and I think Savage is starting to make one as well. But they cost a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And the box of a box of shells costs like $8, but 6 to 8 for a 22 long rifle. Well, if you've got a threaded barrel on the end of your 22, it's really easy, and it doesn't take much time to make up one of these reverse paradox tubes and put it on your gun for about $5. And it makes, you know, there's a big difference between trying to get within 15 feet of a pest and 15 yards of a pest.
Yeah, big difference. And, you hang on for me.
And so,
hang on for me. We're coming up to the last break. Dean has written well over 3,000 articles, and half of them, 1,500 or so, you can find those at Ammoland.com. It is a vast archive to go through. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten. First things first, so I don't have to ask this at the end of this. You going to be with me? Well, you know, I'll talk to you about that. I need to talk to you about that. Anyway, what's on your mind now, sir?
I just wanted to add one last thing about the reverse paradox tube. Is
yes.
The bore is considerably bigger than the 20 tube. You know, the minimum is 4/10 or half an inch, and the PVC is almost an inch, and it still seems to work well.
Right.
But the nice thing about that is when you fire a bullet through your rifle bore, it never contacts that reverse paradox tube, so you've got full capability of using it as a single bullet rifle gun as well.
You wrote an article about the 10 cases that have been scheduled for conference again. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think they're punning?
Well,
what do you think?
I thought they were punning, but when I looked at the history of the court and the way they do things, it turns out they almost never give an order on a case, that is, say, when they're going to hear oral arguments on it, until after it's been in conference at least twice in a row, matter of fact. And these 10 cases have now been, all of them have been heard one time, or actually three times, and all of them have now been in conference twice in a row. But the court gets to do whatever they want, basically. They're a separate, co-equal branch of government,
sure,
and nobody orders them around, so we just have to look at past history and say, you know, and speculate about what might happen. But all of these cases have been kept in conference and relisted a number of times. And it could be that there's a lot of jockeying going around in the court about which cases they're going to hear and which they might not. And there could be trade-offs and horse trading and everything going on. And I'm a bit more optimistic that they're actually going to decide to hear some of these cases, at least one and very likely more. And, or they might clump them together. It could happen that way too. But the thing is, they won't have oral arguments until either right near the election or after the election next fall.
Right.
Or this fall, actually, in November. Because they won't be hearing oral arguments again. The tradition is they just don't hear oral arguments until starting around October. And so, whatever happens, and I'm hoping that there is, a positive result that they agree to hear one or more of these cases, it won't really be in effect until after the election. Even if they hear all arguments, then it would be more than a year. It would be next June or so, probably, before we'd get the results, before they'd issue an opinion and we'd get the final results. So they've already essentially kicked the can until after the election. But the fact that they're continuing to relist these cases indicates there's a good chance they're going to decide to hear one or more.
Yeah, and I think it all comes down to RBG. I think it's all going to come down to when she leaves the court. And
well, that's a big speculative if, isn't it?
I mean, it
is. Because she is not in great health. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe she's made a deal. You guys do what you want on Second Amendment stuff, but wait till I'm gone. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? But I do think... I don't remember, John Roberts voted for Heller, and John Roberts voted for McDonald.
Yeah.
And I think the whole thing with the Obamacare vote, when he got out there and said, well, you know, you guys can tax, you can't call these contributions, this has to be a tax. And he basically read to them the way, and a lot of people gave him a bunch of junk over that. But at the same time, he had that reclassified as a tax. So it was a tax rate increase. And, I don't know that that was a betrayal when he did that.
Yeah, well, I wasn't happy with it. And there's a lot of people who have stated that he changed his opinion at the last minute. After basically telling his colleagues he was going to go one way and then he basically delivered a fait accompli just a couple of weeks later.
Right.
That's the scuttlebutt. I don't think anybody on the court has specifically gone on the record to say that that is what happened. But people were very disappointed in Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts. And I have been critical of him, probably more so than I should be. We'll just have to wait and see what happens, and that's where we're at. And you know, the Supreme Court watches elections too. They're more political than I'd like them to be, and my suspicion is if Donald Trump is reelected, which I think will happen, but you know, half the world seems to be working against it.
Well, yeah, it isn't half the world, Dean. It's just the loud ones.
Yeah,
it isn't half the world.
But if we, if he is win, let's be optimistic and say when he is reelected, I think we will get positive rulings. And if something, God forbid, happens that he does not get reelected, then we might see a falling apart of Supreme Court enforcement by the on the Second Amendment.
Well, I know that Thomas and Alito have been waiting, biding their time. They've been on the court long enough to know that the ebb and the flow and, you know, the waiting game and all the other stuff. And at the same time, I know they all, I think most of them genuinely like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and regard her as a very tough, cagey colleague. And I wish her no ill will or anything, but I
agree. And I'm started to take a course at Hillsdale College online about the Constitution. I've completed the first one, and it's free. Anybody can take them. And they have a second course where they talk about progressivism and the Constitution. And basically what they're saying in the introduction is we've developed two separate countries almost, one that believes in the Constitution as it was written, and another which believes in the progressive image of society in which the Constitution is outdated and has to be a living document and can be changed by the justices into anything they want at any particular moment. And what lecturer in that theory said, and I agree with him, is we're at a critical point. It's the contradictions between these two views of society, between a limited government which follows the Constitution and between a progressive government which has virtually no limits and which is perfectly justified in lying to the constituency to get what they want.
Yep.
Those are the two visions of society we face, and we're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and we've been doing it.
Well, sooner or later,
for President Trump, we did it.
Well, as soon as Biden comes out and starts debating Trump, I think we'll start to see the Trump pulling away
I
from
don't
him.
Think he will.
I mean,
he just would show up as being too silly, you know. He may become, and is looking more and more like he will be the nominee, with former President Obama coming out and backing him. So then, because they're trying, the left will try to make it into a race between Trump and former President Obama. That's what I see happening.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, getting out there, you know, Obama can he can endorse whoever he wants. Joe Biden is not Barack Obama.
He's not even close.
Barack Obama is a cagey political animal that knows how to campaign. Oh my gosh, he knows how to campaign. But you know, Biden until Obama threw him the vice presidency. Biden had tried many times to be president, never succeeded before, and he's not going to succeed this time. Anyway.
I think you are correct, and yes. I will continue to try to make that happen.
There you go. We're about to run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
Likewise, sir. Back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.